And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Your No Show. We are so pleased that you decided to spend a little bit of time with us this evening, to spend your LPEs, your life's precious energy, here on this particular space and place where it is that you are right now. Good evening and welcome to Your No Show, the Blog Talk Radio show on the RBR network that addresses new thought metaphysics, which simply means a new way of thinking as we move beyond the physical and discuss metaphysical aspects of spiritual intervention that incorporates the wisdom of yesterday with the technology of today. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and it is my pleasure to welcome you here this evening. My guest is Miss Brannis McKenzie, founding minister of music at the Heart and Soul Center of Light in Oakland, California. And she is a member of the vocal faculty at Oakland School for the Arts, which carries the honor of a California Distinguished School. And she's also at St. Paul's Episcopal School as the sixth grade choir director. And she does about 15 million other things that I am going to let you hear from her directly. We're just so proud to have her here, and we are going to share four songs with you this evening as we all embrace this beautiful day, this God presence that is a part of who it is that we are, and the fact that you have decided to be a part of this experience as well. And I want to go ahead and get right into it and right with it. Brannis, good evening. How are you?
I'm great, Reverend Robert. How are you?
I am absolutely wonderful, ma'am, and I am so much enthralled with all of the phenomenal music that I've listened to and that Rhonda, my moderator, has put up online for people to hear, and with all of the things that are going to happen this evening. But I want for you to actually share with the people who it is that you are, how you got started with wanting to do something different and to bring little people and middle people and old people all together through this wonderful vibration called music to make things wonderful for them. How did that come about, Brannis?
It came about because ever since I was a little girl, I always wanted to sing and perform, and I had the best audience in the world in the form of my grandma, and she encouraged me and kept saying to me, "Keep singing, Brannis. That was beautiful. Do it again for grandma." And so I've always had those words in my head and my heart, and my father was a magnificent singer. He was a concert tenor and a member of the first black opera company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and even dabbled in some musical theater. And so I had that in my DNA and also in my experience hearing Daddy sing. And I studied piano as a little girl, but always was a closet performer in the basement of our home. Mm-hmm. And then I had the opportunity to, when I went to college, to kind of bust loose almost. And I was I'm the co-founder of the Black Chorus at Brown University. And in that position, I had the opportunity to start soloing and discovered that I really wanted to sing and be a jazz singer. And I took it from there.
Wow. Well, I can hear all of those genres in your music as I was listening to the various pieces. And tonight, of course, we're going to hear four pieces from your repertoire. But as I was listening to all of those, I could hear the jazz, and I could hear the rhythm and blues, and I could hear the gospel, and I could hear the classically trained vocalist who was able to control her sound in such a unique way to make things happen. And so I just imagine that the young people and the middle-aged people and the people like me who are old are just thrilled to sit under your tutelage and to learn from you, because they probably call you, like they did many of us, an old soul. Do you know that term, Ms. Brannis? Do you know what the term old soul means?
I do know what it means, yes.
And has that been applied to you before in this musical realm and all of the teaching that you do?
You know what? Ironically, it has not. I encounter a lot of young people whom I call old souls, a lot of them who are, you know, quite extraordinary, and the phrenology doesn't match what they're bringing to the world already. So I'll call them an old soul. But I actually have never been called an old soul.
Well, you have now. You have now.
I have now, yeah.
It has been my pleasure to share that with you. I want to bring a friend of yours in who is there in California with you, Tendai, who is, of course, a very, very, very dear friend of mine and a wonderful friend of this program. And she is serving as my co-moderator this evening. And I am just pleased that she actually invited you, told me all about you long before we had the chance to connect. And Tendai, I want for you to tell us a little bit, as a person who knows Ms. Brannis so well, tell us a little bit just briefly about her, and then, Rhonda, we're going to go to song number one. Okay. So, Tendai, please share with us about Ms. Brannis.
Well, thank you, Robert.
Excuse me, Reverend Robert. Before Tendai speaks, I just want to say to the listening audience that Tendai is a dear sister friend of mine. She has become someone who's very, very dear and close to my heart, and we met here in California, and I just want to say that I really love her and admire her and hold her in high regard, and then dare her to say anything that's not appropriate on radio. Okay, go ahead.
Well, with her having jumped in there like that to make certain that you didn't say anything, I want you to know that it's okay. It's okay to tell us all of that other stuff as well. But now we're running a little low on minutes, ladies. So I'm going to ask you all to listen when I ask you to stand by, because otherwise we won't get all of the songs in that I want to get in. But Tendai, I want for you to
Let me say hello to you. Thank you, Robert, and of course my best friend and loved one, Brannis, and to your listening audience. And I would love to just talk forever about Brannis McKenzie and how I feel about her, which is mutual. So would you rather move into the music now, which is going to be much better than what I would say, and then I can tell you a little bit about her that she didn't put in her profile. How's that?
Sure.
That work better?
That's fine.
Okay.
Before, yeah, that, right. That's great. That's great. Rhonda, we're going to actually go to song number one, but Brannis, you have the same information sheet that I sent out. So can you set up song number one for us? Tell us what that is all about and how it is.
You know what?
I must confess,
Robert. I don't have it in front of me. But if you tell me the title, I can tell you about the song.
Okay, I got you. Tell you what, let's play the song and then we'll do it backwards. We'll let you come back in, tell us what it's all about. So just stand by, ladies.
Okay.
I'm gonna put you on hold for a moment, Rhonda. Let her rip. Before we do that, I'm going to let Rhonda get some other things squared away, because it's been an interesting opportunity with our boards here today, and so that's okay. It matters not. We're going to make this thing work and work all the way around. So let's go ahead and talk for a few more moments and let you tell us, Brannis, what it is that made you feel that, if anything, that this was your calling, that this was where it was that you needed to be, and what it was for you to do.
I know that singing, performing, and songwriting, and music ministry, all of them are my calling because I express that way. I'm not even breathing unless I'm doing one of those things. And my life opens up with a big smile every time I'm on stage or teaching, and there's a light bulb moment for me and or my beloved students, whoever they may be. Or I'm called to write a song, and I can't wait to get to the piano to notate it and to share it. Or I have an exciting moment working with Rev at my church, at our church, since I and I are members of the same church village. And the music is a part of the talk, and I know that it is cracking hearts and minds open. It all excites me and makes me know that I'm living and breathing. And I can't even imagine my life without all of those things. So that's how I know.
Absolutely. That's awesome. That's awesome. The four songs that we're going to listen to this evening, ladies, and all of the others of you who are both online with us and have called in, the four songs that we're going to listen to are, in this order, I Will Follow Love. Number two is Did I Tell You? Number three is I Can't Remember, But I Remember You. And the number four is Sister Eyes. Now, I sent out a little notice to all of our people that I want for them to listen to these songs, and then they are going to share with me back by return mail, Ms. Brannis, email that is, which are their favorites. And then relative to what they come up with, and if they agree with me, because as I went through those and I was sitting and listening, all manner of phenomenal things just came up in my thought space. And I want to see who it is that resonates in that same way and what they have to say. So dependent upon what they come back with, they will receive a gift from me and from the No Show relative to this experience. And here we go with number one. That's fine. Let her rip. That's good. That's good. If you can play it now.
With my heart and soul, I will give my life to the way that I must go. I will hold your hand, and our fears will hide with a mighty love. Only peace we'll find. Love saved me. Love raised me. With a holy view, I know what to do. Love is born anew. Love saved me, love raised me, with a holy view, I know what to do, love is born anew.
Okay, I don't know what just happened there, but I know that I was so into that that I did not want to come back. So, Rhonda, you'll have to share with me what it was at some point that that happened. But, Brannis, now that you have heard the first song, can you tell us about that and how it is and that it moves you and how others have been moved by it? And Tendai, your mic is live as well, and you may chime in whenever you would like also, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. So that song was first written as I Will Follow You. I was raised as a Christian woman and spent almost every Sunday, have spent almost literally every Sunday of my life in church. And when I was transitioning from Baptist to, when I was transitioning from Baptist to New Thought, the transition was really decades, because actually I was reading and understanding New Thought for many, many years. And as a Christian woman, I understood Jesus to be love. So I wrote, I Will Follow You. And literally, when I moved here to California, I knew that I was going to be fully involved with New Thought community. And I changed, literally the only word I changed was you to love. And that song came through me very simply, as most of my songs do, just my spirit is dictating the melody and the lyric. It usually comes out together. And That's the genesis of that song. And the beautiful accompaniment, the pianist, is Richard Cummings, who is my music partner.
Awesome. Well, I tell you, the music is just phenomenal. And my friend Tendai can tell you what a jazz aficionado I am. And in the Northeast, where Tendai and I worked together there, we had some phenomenal musicians. One of them is Stefan Scagliari. And many of the lyrics that I heard in that piece and others reminded me of some of his phrasology, music-wise, and some of the things that he would do with music. So that is just phenomenal. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you and let you know that this is The No Show. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, Reverend Mac. Most of my friends call me. Others call me Reverend Robert. It's your choice. It matters not to me. Just call me, especially at dinner time or lunch time or breakfast time. But what is important is the fact that we are here this evening and every evening that we are here on The No Show to bring to you the opportunity to connect with people who are all over the world, from India to Taipei, Taiwan, to Washington, D.C., to Los Angeles, California, to Oakland, California, where we are now with Miss Brannis McKenzie. I want to share a little bit more of her background with you. We didn't actually get to do all of that, and of course we don't, in the email piece that we sent to you. But I want for you to know that this is a very... Okay, what is that? All right, stand by, everybody. Rhonda, I don't know if you just heard what I heard, but whatever it is not wonderful. Rhonda, are you
spirit?
It's spirit.
Spirit lifted up. Spirit screaming and.
Okay, I tell you what, let's do this, guys. You know, we always take whatever it is and we make of it what it needs to be. So Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Ascended Masters, Saints of all religions, we know that this evening is your evening. We know that this is your time, And so however it is that you want to show up in the world, it's okay with us. But we have a job to do for you. And so right now, we name that, we claim it, and we know that we shall not be kept from doing the job that we need to do for you. We are now on one accord, and so it is, amen and amen. Can you all agree with me on that?
Yeah, amen.
Okay.
Did I tell you I love the way you smile? Did I tell you I'd walk the longest mile? Did I tell you that you're the one for me? Did I tell you I love you? Did I tell you the sun shines where you walk? Did I tell you I love the way we talk? Did I tell you that fairy tales come true? Did I tell you that I love you? Angels came together and they let you go. Then the birds wrote a song just to let me know. Then the wind came along to breathe this love into my heart. Did I tell you that's my favorite part? Did I tell you that God is on our side? Did I tell you that goodness never hides? Did I tell you that you're the one for me? Did I tell you I love you? Did I tell you that miracles occur? Did I tell you I vow to never hurt? Did I tell you with joy that I pursue?
Beautiful sound of Miss Brannis McKenzie ladies and gentlemen. And we are experiencing some technical difficulties as well this evening, but we're going to see how that works. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next song because I'm hearing a screeching. So, Rhonda, go ahead and go to the next song, and I will call back in to the back office, and we'll go from there. Let's go ahead and go to song number three, Rhonda. Thank you.
What you wore, how you walked. I can't remember if I smiled, if I blinked, or even talked. I can't remember if this fantasy is real. I can't remember if it's God who made the deal. I can't remember if that day ever was, but I remember you. If I cried, kissed your lips, caught a dream, I can't remember if this fantasy is real. I can't remember if it's God who made the deal. I can't remember if that day ever was, but I
right. Well, we actually were able to hear a song that we had not planned to hear, but that's okay. That's the way that life works, and that's the way that everything is working right now. Let me see here. Rhonda, what happened when I unmuted Brannis then? I heard that screeching sound in my ear. Brannis, let me ask you to please, ma'am, hang up and then call back in to the same number, and we will be watching out for you since you're the guest of honor. We can't go anywhere without you. You got to tell us about all of this great music. And so, Brannis, if you would go ahead and do that now. If you're hearing me, just hang up and call back in and immediately press 1. Thank you so much. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will continue to move forward and to enjoy this opportunity called love. Wait. I'm loving it. Boy, I tell you. Tendai, are you there? Tendai. Oh, Tendai. Tendai's not there either now. Okie dokie. Let me see. All right. Tell you what, just stand by, please, and we will get it all together here. Now, the interesting thing about live radio, like live television, is just like life, we take whatever it is that life gives us and we roll with it. We take whatever it is that is going on in life and we allow spirit to guide us and direct us. I think I have Brannis back here. Let me just see. Brannis, are you back on line with us right here? Let me see if I've got her back here.
Okay, Brannis, I'm unmuted now.
Brannis, are you there? Tendai, was that you?
Yes, you unmuted me or someone unmuted me. So I'm back and I'm ready.
As you work
to get Brannis back, I can say stuff about her with her not being on the line, and that's why that
Absolutely.
Happened.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
go ahead. Come on, sister girl.
Well,
we'll just keep her unmuted.
Yeah.
We'll keep her unmuted.
No, let her come back.
Get all the stuff off. I'll handle that, baby. Don't worry about it.
Yes,
go ahead.
I know. You will take care of it. I just want to say again, thank you, because I've worked with Brannis for several years now, and it's been quite an honor and a pleasure because she is a quintessential professional and vocalist and writer. So it's like for me being able to say I know someone and they're, you know, really famous and well known and like I said, a quintessential professional. But I know her as a, you know, down to earth, funny, wonderful, have fun with friend.
Mm-hmm.
So we can hang out and have a great time together as well. But what's most important in my relationship with her, especially through the choir that she is a minister of music at Heart and Soul, is that she not only teaches us the skill and gives us the experience of singing better and better, but lets us know that the most important thing is that it's not our voice that we're singing with. It's through spirit that we vocalize, and it is a ministry. So that our singing, when we sing on Sundays, is really ministering to the congregation, but first we have to minister to ourselves. So each song that we sing, we, again, get the skill and the experience and get the words and everything, but the most important thing is to get within in the song and allow the Spirit to sing through us. And it always comes out beautiful. It just sounds wonderful. The congregation is very supportive, and they really feel it because we are ministering. And what she brings to all of her experience and her love and her caring is that love that just abounds and just comes out with what we do and what she does when she's doing a singing on stage or teaching or anything like that. It's just is the love. It's just like it surrounds her totally, and that's what I love about her, along with, you know, the fun we have when we hang out and go out to lunch and different things like that. So, yes, it's been a blessing and an honor for me to work with her and continue to work with her.
Right.
One of the things, when I first started in the choir, I went because I wasn't really, really feeling confident. But I said, I'm going to go try and see if I can get in this choir. And if she doesn't If the minister of music doesn't holler at me, then I'll stay. So, and that's the honest truth. When I went, I said, if they don't holler at me, I'll stay. And she didn't holler at me, so I've been there for almost 5.5 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fabulous working with her. She's a great, great person. And if she gets back online, I will deny that I said any of this.
Of course. And listen, I will support you in that, my sister. I will say that
yeah.
you did not say that. And unfortunately, the tape will make both of us out of liars. However, here is what I'm going to do, because Manus is in the neighborhood anyway. Let me just see here if I can now. Miss Manus, are you with us? Can you hear me? Oh, Manus. Okay. All right. Well, I brought her in, but apparently she is not with us. Here's what we're going to do, though, guys. Relative to Manus' schedule, ladies and gentlemen, and Manus and Tendai, Rhonda, and everyone else, we're going to come back either next week or whenever it is that she is available, and we're going to do this all over again. So we will not be thwarted. We will go forward. We are allowing the Spirit of God to go forth and do that which Spirit would do and is doing through us. And so that is exactly what we will do. What I would like to
Hello?
Do. Hello.
Oh, well, then we can move forward now. Yes, we're here.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right, very good. Well, I don't know if you heard all of the things that I was saying, but regardless of the remainder of the outcome for this evening, whenever it is that you are available, if it's next Wednesday, I will make that schedule available for you to come on. If it's the one after that, you tell me when you're available, and we're going to do this again. We're going to continue tonight. We're going to finish because
uh-huh.
we refuse uh-huh. to be thwarted. And plus,
right.
we've had an opportunity now to hear even more music, and it seems that we are all together at this point as one, and that's a really good thing, and I'm grateful. But here's what I was saying, Brannis, and you let me know when you are available. If you know now that you're available next week, we'll make it next week. I'll move some things around to accommodate that, because this is so important that people need to hear it. They need to know how it is that a person can come with this talent and then share it and then bring people to God, help them to understand that the Spirit of the God force is within them in wonderful and wonder-filled ways. And so, Brannis, are you available next week?
I actually am not.
All right. That's fine. You and I will get together, and we will hammer out another Wednesday that is good for you, and we will then make that work. And that's perfectly okay. But we are on now, and things seem to be working just fine. Did we play I Can't Remember, But I Remember You? Is that what was playing?
That was the last song that played. And by the way, the title is I Can't Remember.
Okay. And so what I want to do now is for you to set up Sister Eyes for us. Tell us about Sister Eyes. Rhonda, we're going to play that in its entirety. For everyone to hear. And then I want to go back to another song, but we'll come back to that after we hear this, one of the other songs that we were forced to rush through. Can you set this up for us, Rams?
Sure. Sister Eyes was written for a dear friend of mine who transitioned about a year and a half ago, and her name is Upesi Mtambuzi. And she was having a 60th birthday party in 2013 and invited me and asked me, would I come and sing at a birthday party? And I said, of course. She's one of the founding members of our church. And I said, of course, I'll sing at your 60th birthday party. And she said, well, it's going to be in Tanzania. And I looked at her, and then she looked at me, and And this is the kind of person that she was. She was so generous and loving and a heart so big you can't even measure it. And she said, well, I'm going to sponsor you because I want you to come. And I ended up spending 2.5 weeks in Tanzania and the majority of it in Zanzibar, which is a part of the country of Tanzania. And so as my gift to her, I decided I was going to write her a song and surprise her. So at her birthday party, looking out over the Indian Ocean, I sang this song for the first time for her.
Excellent, excellent. And now we will hear that beautiful song that you created, crafted, and named for your friend. And
Ukesi Mtambuzi, yes.
Yes, right. And here we go. Thank you.
When I am walking on it without a fear, hurt, or care, it always reminds me of the time when I only knew love. How can it be better than this? The thought in me a gentle key. This time was made for me to find out I am more than what I see. Rest in the knowing that all that is
the
Thank
melodic
you.
Tune of Miss Brannis McKenzie in Oakland, California, at one of our metaphysical churches in that area with our dear friend Tendai. Ladies, I want to bring someone else in also who is in that area, Carrie, who is also one of my co-guest hosts. And Carrie, are you there? Good evening. And have you heard all of these phenomenal songs? And what are your thoughts?
I'm loving this. This is wonderful. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you fine.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Yes, I'm so excited. I just love this music. I love the sound and the creativity. And, you know, I love the first one where you just changed one word. And it was just so beautiful. I'm really loving this. I'm enjoying all of this.
Well,
Thank
that's
you.
Excellent. And especially because of the fact that Carrie is also a performer. And a vocalist and author, a writer of books. And so we always appreciate those who are a part of our craft and are able to share with us in that wonderful way. Carrie, thank you. I want for you to stand by. Stay with us. We want for you to stay aboard. Where do you go from here, Brannis McKenzie? What is it that is next for you? What curtain will be raised? And how is it that you will show up in that world that Spirit has planned for you next?
In many ways, Reverend Robert, I did want to acknowledge that was Erica Luckett on guitar on Sister Eyes, just to acknowledge her greatness and beautiful playing accompaniment. I'm on my way to recording 3 CDs, and the goal is that they will all be recorded within the next 12 months. I have a catalog of songs, and so I'll be recording a jazz CD and my next New Thought CD and my next children's CD. So all of the music is ready, and I'll be going in the studio a lot and also look for a fundraising campaign for my jazz CD. So I'm in the business of making that happen in the next year and expanding my presence on stages around the world. So that's what I'm working on this year.
That's awesome. Tell people where they can reach you. For those who did not receive my bulletin, they don't know, your website and your contact person, your management company. Please share all of that so people know where they can get you and how they can get your existing CDs, your music, and how they can then pick up the ones that will be coming out.
Okay, so you can reach out to me at brannismckenzie.com, BRANICEMCKEN. Z as in zoo, IE.com, and you can reach me there and read and find out more about me. If you're interested in me coming to perform in some way, I do everything you can think of, from private parties to jazz festivals to anything that you're interested in, and workshops and master classes. You can reach out to my management, which is WAC Biz, and my manager is Suzanne Hillary. And you can reach her at wacbiz@gmail.com. That's WACBIZ@gmail.com. Suzanne Hillary.
Absolutely. And is there a web? Did you give the website already?
My website, thank you for that. My website is brannismckenzie.com.
Excellent. BrannisMckenzie.com, BRANICEMCKENZIE.com, will get you
exactly.
to this phenomenal, talented woman who is about the business of sharing in ways that Spirit would have her to share, and doing that which Spirit would have her to do. I've already shared with you, after I heard some of the pieces that you had sent to me, that we have some folks on the Northeast Corridor that I think Tendai will be very interested in having Ms. Branis come, and we'll do a tandem there. Ms. Branis, when I go to speak and do a workshop, we'll see if we can't connect some things in that area and bring that type of energy and love and light and goodness and grace to a space that already has it. It's not that it's not there. I don't want these people saying that. You said, no, I'm not. I'm not saying that. I am saying that all of us are always wanting to invite Spirit-filled people to come and share with us and help us to do the things that Spirit is inviting them to do in wonderful and wonder-filled ways. Ladies, I'm going to ask you both to know that your mics are hot, so I want for you to not say anything about your host right now to each other that you think I don't hear, because I will, but I want for you to hold on just a moment, because I want to share with our listening audience that this is the RBR Network, and this is The No Show. My name is Reverend Robert J.V. McMillan, and it is my pleasure to invite Spirit-filled people like Branis McKenzie to come and visit with us and share her music, share herself, share her life, share how it is that she is showing up in the world and making a difference. And we have a number of shows that are like that on the RBR Network. As an example, on Thursdays, the Searchers Roadmap show at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time is hosted by my moderator, the one who has been keeping everything together in spite of the challenges and the things that were going on. And her name is Rhonda Harrison from Red Feathers Lake, Colorado. The Searchers Roadmap was the first RBR show and is the longest-running show. Rhonda is a healer and often hosts shamans from around the world at her home 9,000 feet up the mountains of Colorado. On Thursday,
wow,
News Weekly show is on at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that's hosted by Daryl Clark from New York. This was a long-running show formerly on another network, so if something is really, really, really neat and great, we go get it. We go grab it, because we say, look, this is the space where you need to be, and we want you right here. Daryl's guests have included well-known personalities such as my good friend in Washington, D.C., Mr. Dick Gregory, and they tend to focus on hot issues and current events. The moderator and co-host is Cecil McDaniel, who is also the director of the Renford Broadcast Network and Renford Broadcast Radio. On Saturday, there's Soul Town out of Memphis, Tennessee, The Sound of Music, and that is a phenomenal space and place, as all of you know. Memphis, the Memphis Sound, we remember that, and Teddy Pendergrass and all of the other folks that ran through there for a minute, Stax Records and what have you. Well, there are folks that are doing things from there, and they want for you to stop by. Reginald Jenkins is the host there. Immediately after this program, 30 minutes afterwards, so you can go and grab a soda or something and get comfortable, and then call in at the same number that you called in on, or go up on the same website that you went up on, and you will be pleased to know that my good friend, James Renford Powell, who is the owner of the RBR Network, will be offering opportunities for you to listen to the laws of material wealth, the laws of material wealth, immediately after this program at 8:30 p.m. All of our shows are at Central Standard Time, and we are so pleased and so grateful to know that you decided to stop by here and spend a little time with us. I want to share with you again the order of the music that you've heard, and you'll be able to go up online and to hear all of the music again. You may download this podcast immediately after this program, about 30 or so minutes afterwards. But the music order is, number one was I Will Follow Love, 3 minutes and 18 seconds on that one. Did I Tell You, 4 minutes and 29 seconds. I Can't Remember, 3 minutes and 13 seconds. And then Sister Eyes, 4 minutes and 21 seconds. I think something else was thrown in there as an aside, but so you really got more than your money's worth. But that's mm-hmm. But those are the four that I want for you to send me a note, Reverend Robert, at robtmcm@aol.com. Send me a little note, and the person that comes closest to what I chose, even before all of you all came on the board, will receive a special gift for your listening pleasure, as well as a gift that you will get from hearing this phenomenal music once more and again. I want to go back, and Tendai, your mic is live, if you are still with us as well. I'd like
I
to
am.
I can't.
I'm still here.
Yes,
I'm still.
Yes.
You can't get rid of me. I wanted just
right.
to take 1 minute, if I may, to give testament to the love and the work that Brannis does for the youth, that maybe when you have her back again, she can talk a little bit more about. Because when my granddaughter was born less than 2 years ago, she gave me one of her CDs for her, that she has written for youth, for young people, for children. And my daughter plays that CD for my granddaughter every day at dinner time. She's been doing this for almost 2 years. And my granddaughter can sing two of the songs. They don't come out as well as Brannis sounds, but she knows the sounds of those songs now. And imagine the love and the new thought images and ideas are going to come through this young girl.
Excellent.
As she grows older. So thank you, Brannis, for that.
And thank you,
Tendai. Thank you, Tendai, for those words. Thank you so much.
Brannis, you have about 30 seconds, dear, because we're about to close out. So I want for you have 30 seconds to share with us whatever it is that you would like to say, and then I'll come back and close us out.
I want to express gratitude to Tendai and to Reverend Robert for the opportunity to be on this show and to communicate with many people from around the world who are in the world all over the globe. I want to say that the song Can't Remember was co-written with Richard Cummings, who's in Brooklyn, New York, and I look forward to the next time that we're together as soon as Reverend Robert and I find a date. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you, Rhonda, also, for working it out.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you all coming and being here. And ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate your showing up, because had it not been for you, none of us would be here. Had it not been for the love that you have and the information that you are seeking, we would not be here to give it to you, to share it with you. And we want for you to know that we care about you, we love you, and we know that whatever it is that is important to you, we are willing to bring that to you. Please go to the website for Miss Brannis McKenzie. Go there and show her your love by buying, by purchasing, by using the gifts that God has given to her. Now, until next week, go forth and have the most fabulous opportunity that Spirit has prepared just for you.